It's an issue that we've been talking about, even to an extent of trying to offer solutions as to stop the campus closures, but as you are aware, we are not even listened to. But it's a very sad development indeed.
Now, we know that the labor unions themselves have placed blame on the government, saying that the government has not done enough, even though the DIMA funds were created to revitalize the industry. But some are saying that these labor unions, such as yours, ZCTU, are not doing enough. What's your reaction to that?
Of course, people might say that we are not doing enough, because if there are no tangible results, and rightly so, they have to blame us. But honestly, what is it that we can do? We have always trying to engage the government, including business, trying to solve or resolve this matter, because it's an issue that we all feel that it can be resolved. As long as we are prepared to make our politics right, it all hinges on governance. The DIMA fund that you are referring to, it's all in the newspapers. It is in the Herald. It is on the ZTV. But on the ground, there is nothing, because they've been engaging those companies that are distressed, those companies that would require assistance. None of them have yet received that assistance.
What, in your view, is the standstill? How come we have all much talk about the DIMA funds, but then on the ground, nothing is happening?
When we engaged the members of ENCO, some of them, they intimated to us that the government had promised to also put some funds into that funding, but it did not honor its pledge. Therefore, the banks that were earmarked to disperse that fund did not do so, because they're saying the government should also honor its part, but it didn't. Therefore, DIMA funds, we have been told that there are companies that are accessing it, but honestly, those companies that are distressed, those companies that would require assistance, those companies that would require capitalization, have not yet accessed those funds.
And moving forward, what is the most realistic way to satiate the situation, in your view, as these companies closing are affecting thousands of Zimbabweans in Bulawayo and the area surrounding?
The only way that we can resolve this matter, apart from a policy shift, is to have a genuine dialogue where we bring together business, labor, and government. Those companies that are closing down, it's not that they're closing down because they want to close down. And those workers who are losing jobs, it's not that they want to lose those jobs. But they all want to have companies that are viable. But because of our politics, I tell you, as long as we are not prepared to listen to one another, as long as we are not prepared to dialogue and get in dialogue in this matter, we will not get anywhere. We will leave hundreds and thousands of Zimbabweans hungry, and yet we can really resuscitate those companies so as to make sure that we preserve those jobs that are being lost.